everybody. Welcome to the Worst Premier Ever podcast. I'm Jake. I'm joined with my regular co-hosts and also hosts. This is going well, isn't it?
Yep.
Gabby!
Hi, everybody. How's it going?
Hello. And we've also got Kath.
All right. How's it going?
All right, Bat. How's it going?
All right, Bat. Croeso I Sianel.
See. And Ellis.
Did you say see?
Yes, you did. And hello. I see the fact that you almost forgot your own name then.
I was
impressed.
I just wanted to gloss over that section there.
No, not letting that hang.
Okay, fine. And Alex.
The name's Age. Bond Age.
What?
That's good.
Come on, guy.
Okay, cool. Good energy to go in.
Oh, man, I like that. And so you might have noticed, if you're watching on the YouTube channel, we're in our Sunday finery again. That can only mean one thing.
It's Wednesday.
Wednesday. We're in our Wednesday
finery.
We're in our Wednesday finery. That can only mean one thing.
It's my birthday.
It is Cap's birthday. That is one thing that we're going to celebrate.
We're getting wanked for Cap's birthday.
Yeah, we're going to be trying out a new celebrity wine tasting today. Up on the menu today is Post Malone's Mason Number 9.
Genuinely a really f***ing cool bowl.
Yeah. Genuinely really cool, isn't it?
It is horrendously inconvenient to fit into any fridge.
Yeah, if or you don't bottle have a rack fridge. As well.
yeah, it sits out by like 2 foot out of the bottle
it
rack.
It doesn't even fit the fucking frame of the camera,
I know,
for God's sake.
That's
it's so
just
tall.
A sign of how poor you are, okay? All right? We're not fucking with that. Anything that looks good is inconvenient, okay?
Function over formality.
You cannot convince me otherwise. I'm pretty sure Nick would attest to that as well, okay?
Oh, that's good. So, if you're listening to this podcast on Apple, iTunes, or Spotify, etc., you can see the YouTube version of this with our gorgeous faces over on YouTube. Equally, if you popped on the podcast and you're about to go out and you can't watch it on YouTube, go over to the Spotify and the Apple podcast, when you can listen to it there.
Mm. I've got to say, iTunes doesn't exist anymore, by the way.
Oh, Apple
Podcast. Apple
Music now,
that's the one.
They have yeeted iTunes as a thing.
So if you could go back in time about 10 to 15 years and then give us a like on iTunes.
Yeah, exactly. All those things.
Also, leave us a review as well. Hopefully not a shit one. But if you could, like, you know, any kind of review would do.
At least a 3-star. Come on.
We're trying our best here. Look at that introduction and tell me that Jake did not try his best.
Flawless. Yes.
Thing is, if that's Jake trying his best, I would hate to see what it's like just when he's
not trying at all.
Yeah.
I know what that is. That's when he forgets to record half a f***ing stream.
No, it wasn't half. It was more like 3/4.
Yeah, it was.
It was just the one stream that I forgot to press record on after 6 years of recording the stream every time. Now suddenly it needs to be mentioned. Every given opportunity reminded me of how much
you
of
see,
a...
Now, I'm not sure what's worse. The fact that Jake forgot, but the fact that also no one else called him out on forgetting either.
Because we all forgot.
Yeah, we didn't know.
We all just assumed that we started recording and that was that.
But like Alex, you record yourself.
Yeah, but I think it's because I hit start streaming as well. And I think my mind just went straight.
I've pushed the button, it's fine.
Buttons, we're all good, lads.
Yeah,
I checked if I pushed the button, but the button hadn't been pushed.
Yeah.
Anyway. So as you guys can tell, if you only listen to the podcast in some weird world, the actual YouTube channel side of things isn't going great, so that...
Yeah, if you notice when the Magicka 2 video comes out, half the clips are going to be like really low quality. That's my fault. We had to pull it off Twitch and the quality's low.
At least it's been a funny moment, though, so the context will be given.
Yeah, exactly.
The entire stream, where there was a moment every 30 seconds, can't be used.
Or is got so many compressed artifacts is like just a blurry mess.
Yeah, no, it doesn't look too bad to be fair, because there's not a huge amount of movement in it, so like it doesn't look horrendous. And he's gonna have the top of my head in half of the clips.
Hey guys, it's called off. Pixel.
So we're not gonna get much of the clip.
Yeah, it's just gonna be forehead.
We're gonna be like, why is half the moon at the bottom of the screen? Yeah. I don't understand.
why is the Dunkirk evacuation going on? I don't understand.
That's so savage. That comment is stuck.
Yeah, that's a reference to another podcast, by the way. Yeah. In case.
Have we made that many podcasts we can now reference other ones?
Podcastception.
That big.
Actually, one thing that I did want to talk about really quickly is Do we need to put a process in place of what things we should save for streams and what we should save for podcasts? Because I've noticed this as a reoccurring thing now, is that if something funny happens in life and we want to talk about it, it's like, where's the place for it? Like, you have to decide whether or not, is this more of a podcast related discussion or is this a stream thing? Because otherwise we end up with Ellis the other day talking about his toilet seat on stream for like a second and everyone been like, oh yeah mate, like
I don't think it makes a difference,
because
either way it's just utter bollocks anyway, in both forms.
Some things are more suited to podcasting, do you know what I mean? Like, how do you separate the two?
Length is the way I did it.
Yes.
If your story can't be condensed into 20-30 seconds without like losing context, then it's got to go into.
That means everything I need to talk about is on the podcast then, because I can't keep my line straight. I can't concentrate for like a minute.
Listen, if you can condense throwing stories about throwing shit out of a window into like, and it makes it into a YouTube video, you're doing fine.
Yeah, true.
I don't really do enough to have any stories, but I have got a joke.
Okay, go on then.
Oh god.
Right. It's fine. Right, if I've got a cricket ball in one hand,
yeah,
and a cricket ball in the other,
yeah,
what have I got?
Two balls.
No, I've got a huge cricket.
I've got a huge cricket.
The silence that followed from no one getting
it. I've got a huge cricket.
Oh, I get it, because the cricket's got bollocks.
Oh, like a cricket-sized ball. Oh, wow. I get it now, that's actually quite
good. Right. Nick, in the edit, can you just put cricket noises in before we all get the joke?
That'd work.
Oh, please, so good.
The fact that it took you so long to understand that joke just shows the levels of intelligence that separates us.
Yeah, that would be a monumentally large cricket. Yeah.
Because you're a higher being than
you're
us,
down
Alex.
Here, we're up here. Yeah. That's what you're saying.
Alex is a higher being because he thinks about cricket's testicles.
And like,
if they even have testicles.
I don't think they do, but it's a joke, Ellis. Stop trying to just pick it apart.
Like, well, actually, crickets don't have testicles. They have vuvuzelas.
What?
You what, mate?
I was going to say vuvuzelas, but that's the South African.
What do you do for your birthday, calf?
Going out for food and drinks later, and I think we're going bowling tomorrow.
Oh,
nice.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. We were planning to go to Bristol Zoo on Friday, and then I realised that Bristol Zoo have closed.
Yeah, they're moving it. They're moving it to like Filton or somewhere, I think.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, well, that gets that idea out of the way. And then we were going to go to the Welsh Botanical Gardens and then realised that it's going to be shitting down with rain on Friday.
Okay,
and it's like, well, that's not going to happen either then.
Oh no. It's the Welsh Botanical Gardens. I guess it's not.
It's very Welsh. You know, we had great weather for what was it, like 2 weeks? And then the one day that we come down to Wales for your party, it was absolutely shitting it down. Yes. Just so quintessentially Wales. It's almost, do you know what it is? It's almost boring. How stereotypical it is. Do you know what I mean? It's like, oh, it's, you know,
it's
raining again. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like,
there we go. There's a surprise.
It mix it up a bit, mate. Come on.
Yeah. Right, should we do some wine before? Because ours are already glassed out, so I don't want it to get warm.
Yeah, okay, let's do the wine. So this is, so just for those of you who might have seen this episode or podcast episode for the first time, last time we did Gary Barlow's wine.
It was shit.
And it earned us a, if I'm looking at the chart correctly, two of the three of his wines were, was it foot tier?
Yeah.
Or barefoot tier. And then one was a D. The rosé was a D and the red and white were
I'm not entirely sure the barefoot thing is appropriate. I would actually class it as worse than barefoot personally.
Oh, I see.
But it's on that level of...
That's probably a footnote. If it could be rated worse, it probably
it
would.
It probably would, yeah.
Put it this way, I wouldn't even use it in cooking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Thinking of a little update. I forgot to say this. I gave them to the extra bottles that we bought by accident that ended up getting delivered. I gave those to my mum.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and she said they were fucking rancid as well. And she drinks box wine regularly.
Oh god.
And she thought they were rancid. The only one that was all right was the rosé, I think.
Really?
But she had it like,
well, actually, my dad liked it.
It's either the rosé or the white, but she had them both like stone cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to have it cold so you can't taste it.
Yeah.
And then it's at least on par with water.
Yeah, but apparently she thought they were absolutely rancid, especially she said the red was grim.
Yeah.
Like she said she'd rather buy a box of wine for the same price.
Echo Falls, job security.
Yeah. And she'd rather drink that.
It's the only one other than the like, is boxed.
Some of them, honestly, genuinely, some box wine can be like absolutely fine.
Yeah. But there are other factors involved because I was absolutely wasted at Reading.
That does help.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
But I think you can probably make box wine taste. You can basically make Ribena taste like Ribena. There's no reason why you can't put enough chemicals and sweeteners in it to make wine taste like Ribena or good. Mm. But the wine itself still be absolutely.
It's still
more.
Yeah, compared to a decent bottle.
Did you just say you can make Ribena taste like Ribena?
Yeah, because yeah.
What does that mean?
It means you can make anything taste like anything if you put enough work and research and R&D into like the flavorings.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it. You can make an arsehole taste like an arsehole. Yeah. Like I don't.
You can also make an arsehole taste like Ribena. So you know, it's
that's true.
Ribena.
We have the technology.
Ribena.
Ooh, do you want to lick my Starburst?
What flavor is it? Sour apple.
Oh, did you have to choose sour apple? Could you have gone with something nice like strawberry or banana or something?
No. There's nothing you want less than any form of crotch area tasting sour. That's just not good.
No, my anus tastes like bleach, actually. So.
Especially when you can have the choice to make it taste like anything. You still go for something horrible.
Yeah.
I'm going to make my balls taste like arsehole, and then my arsehole tastes like balls. But you can have anything.
Anyway. Moving on.
Yes. Wine.
Anyway, right. Post Malone's wine.
Yeah. I actually have some hope for this.
I do as well.
Because
it looks good.
The bottle
looks good.
Yeah, the bottle looks good. It's also French.
Good start.
Which is another good start. It is actually from France.
And it is a
rosé. So, in general, they're the easiest ones to do right.
Because Gary Barlow's was a Spanish wine. And I've had some okay, good Spanish wines, but his in particular was pretty bad, so I'm interested to see what this one is like.
Before we do anything, imported by Ian J. Gallo. I bet it's just a Gallo.
Oh, that's okay. I did not read the import thing. That's a bit worrying.
All right, Ellis, do you want to...
What's a Gallo?
Do you want to get the tasting notes?
I'm getting it up, yeah. Gallo is the company that does Gallo wine.
Yeah. Oh.
And then you can do your fancy voice.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So one second. Let me
Can you bring the bottle in here, Jake?
I'll put myself in
because I want to have a look at it too.
So there's a nice there's a nice little twist top cap here. It's quite nice.
I noticed it's glass like the rest of the bottle as well. It's real fancy.
Yeah, the worrying thing is that I've just had a quick scroll through the website and apart from one picture of someone pouring it into a wine glass, all the rest of the stuff is about adding it to something else.
Oh, really?
There's like three massive pictures of a sangria, Rosé Paloma, and a number 9, all of which are cocktails, which include
all the other ingredients.
Right.
This is okay. Not looking good post Malone.
They've got a little mini quote from him, and it's just the shittest thing I've ever seen. So this is a direct quote from Post Malone, according to his own website. Rosé is for when you want to get a little fancy.
Oh, God.
Is that it?
That's it. That's it. That's literally what it says.
That's the quote.
Okay, I'm just going to go give Gabby the bottle on her
glass. I had a rosé on the weekend. I was walking in sandals down to the Shales house with blisters on my feet, and then it tasted like arse and then almost fell in a ditch. So, I mean, I was feeling pretty fancy back then, so I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, nice.
Here we go.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, sir.
Would you
Ooh.
Like to taste the wine?
Ooh, yes, please.
What shorts is he wearing today?
What shorts are you wearing today? Do you want to show?
Just got some blue shorts on.
Mm-hmm. Nice. I have checkered pyjamas.
Say when.
Yep, Alice has checkered pyjamas. Oh, look at Alex's fancy wine glass.
You dribbled on me. When?
It's like fucking overflowing. Jesus Christ, that's like all the bottle gone in like one glass.
Did you pour yourself some?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give me a minute.
Gabby, put it down.
I can! Okay, I have to sit here with it. I did it for the memes and now I regret it.
You did it for the memes, but anyone that's listening to this won't understand.
So what are we supposed to do again? Sniff it?
No. Or do you want the story first? It's a relatively long spiel, but...
Oh no, fucking hell. Speed run it.
No.
In a fancy voice.
Yeah. The 61st Grammy Awards were taking place in Los Angeles the following day... And Post Malone was wrapping up a long day of rehearsals with the Red Hot Chili Peppers at the Staples Center. Dre London rushed to their next meeting, where their longtime friend had introduced them to James Morrissey. James spent the evening describing a vineyard in the south of France, which was producing the most incredible rosé he had ever tasted. Having an affinity for French wine, they talked about how they found themselves and their friends drinking more rosé in recent years, but hadn't found a blend or brand that stood out as their favourite. So, they went out to create a high-quality rosé from Provence that encourages good times and sharing with others. 10 days later, the trio was on the French Riviera, sitting at the winery, sampling grapes. The group fell in love with the liquid, the landscape, and the Mediterranean lifestyle. Working closely with winemaker Alexis Cornu, probably, winner of 15 gold medals and 7 90-plus point rosé wines, the founder spent much of 2019 in between post-sold-out tour dates, traveling frequently to the winery. They tried many grape varietals. Ooh, fancy
varietals.
And sampled over 50 please. Blends until they developed a new blend of premium rosé that they were happy with. Maison number 9 was born.
Yay, okay. Yeah. Hang on, before we do that, I just
have to say, I did a quick look up for Alexis Cornu, and apparently, if we go to the second paragraph of his thing, since 2016, this hedonistic as well as talented man has been officiating as cellar director. Like, why would they call him hedonistic?
Well, he's just someone in the pursuit of pleasure, so they're just trying to associate pleasure and good times with wine.
Maybe he knows who he is.
Also, he has merch for this wine as well.
He has merch for the wine.
There's shirts, hoodies, glasses, socks, terrible beanies.
Okay,
pins.
That's nice. Can we try it?
Yeah, go on.
Are we doing it together or all together?
Oh, just drink some.
I think we
do. We have tasting notes or not? What are we looking out for?
No, there's no tasting notes. Nothing.
We're not professionals.
Fuck! I can't even get it to my mouth before it spills.
Oh Jesus Christ!
It's better than Barlow's, but
Like by a country fucking mile better than Barlow's.
Like,
holy
I will
shit.
Actually finish this bottle rather than just putting it
in. I think it's just me because my taste buds are fucked anyway. But there's like a meaty aftertaste.
Meaty.
Yeah.
Meaty.
That's a new one. Okay.
Well, that's just because my
like a fucking roast beef.
Yeah, I can taste things that other people can't taste in things.
So you're tasting protein.
Good luck if you ever eat a. Yeah.
Well, I'm hoping that it won't be owned by Post Malone.
Understand.
Never know.
Yeah, if it tastes meaty afterwards, something's gone wrong.
I actually quite like it, and you know what? It might be because I did drink some dog shit wine on the weekend. But It's not. It doesn't have a violent aftertaste.
No, yeah. It doesn't.
It goes down quite smooth. It's warming. It's not people's cup of tea because Alex doesn't normally drink wine. But I actually think it would have been better if we'd had it immediately out of the fridge. I think we need to do that next time. It's like, don't get them until we go to drink it.
Yeah, because it's like 40 minutes afterwards.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Which is not ideal.
No. Honestly, I think it would be better if it was chilled. It's not like warm. It's just not the most cool it could be, you know?
Yeah.
I wouldn't buy it myself, but if someone gave it to me, I wouldn't like not drink it.
And I think this is going to be a recurring thing with a celebrity wine tasting, is that it's not going to be like, oh, this is gorgeous. It's going to be like is it acidic as fuck? No.
Yeah, basically.
Does it have a horrendous aftertaste? No. Okay, we've got a good one, lads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, also, for the fact that it's 13 quid a bottle as well, I don't think I would pick this over other stuff that I would regularly buy.
Well, no, because you probably paid like £5 for the bottle design, and then
I don't know if I've tried enough to like comment on that yet. Do you know what I mean? I've drank some shit tier wine, but like I think I'd like to try more. This is why I'm actually quite interested in this, because it's going to give me a better understanding of what constitutes good alcohol.
Kath and I tend to go for French, Spanish, or Italian between 5 and 7, maybe 9 quid. Usually like at the top end, it'll be one of the sort of fancier bottles that's been reduced down.
Yeah, so we'll tend to go for like the, you know, like Tesco and Asda and stuff like that. They have like their finest or extra special ranges and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so they generally tend to be a bit nicer. We tend to go for those.
Yeah, I think the best one I've had so far that has really surprised me was there's a Romanian white that was okay, well, was it like £4.50 when it first arrived?
No, it was
here?
Like £3 something when it first found it.
Yeah, and it was insanely good.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, like I have never been as like shocked by it drinking any wine as that. So you think a £3.50 bottle of wine from Romania, obviously, traditionally, long time ago, very big winemaking region, but yes. You don't think about it as one of the big ones today, do you? You know, and when you say wine, you think France or Spain or Italy. You don't go, ah, yes, Romania.
Yeah.
But fuck me, is it so good?
It's not the first, it's not the only red liquid they drink.
Transylvania,
it's white, Alex.
Blood.
Yeah,
but it's white. One. They don't. I haven't had one of their reds. So I had white.
Well,
sorry.
Still,
sorry. Just gonna.
Vampire.
Boof, your joke. Put that down.
The cap looks like. Do you remember those plug. Wee mushrooms that you used to get in the sweetie shop?
Yeah, it does
look like a mushroom sweet. I agree.
I mean, I know butt plug, but come on, like.
Let's have a bit more.
Yeah, guys. We're just
coming from you.
Imagination.
I don't like mushrooms. Therefore, butt plugs are more acceptable for me.
Understandable.
That's fair.
It goes like this: butt plugs is number one.
Yeah.
Mushrooms is number two. Mm-hmm. Wine is number three. Yeah. List of
no mushrooms
things.
Would be even lower than the wine.
I do like. I'm a big fan of the fact that it has a capper on it, even though it is
The bottle's very cool.
What? The bottle is very
like,
cool.
It's like a castle. The cap.
Yeah, it's like a castle, isn't it? If you ever lose a castle in your chessboard,
crenellations.
You can then
that's the one.
A rook.
Yes.
Just replace the rook with a wine bottle.
Yeah.
Do it.
There we go. Knocking over all the pieces on the board. Honestly, I quite like this. The downsides are the aftertaste is just a bit too sharp for my liking, but the actual wine itself, as you're actually drinking, it's actually quite pleasant.
I don't think it's got a sharp aftertaste at all.
It's not sharp. It's just a bit sharp.
Oh, sorry.
For my liking.
Bit of
for my very refined palate, I should ask.
Or in the middle of production. Could you switch my light on, Jake? Because it's gotten really dark.
I just noticed that suddenly all of a sudden you've got it like... Yeah.
It is I, Bootleg Bellatrix Lestrange.
I'd say your Bellatrix energy is coming out.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, there you go. Yours better.
Yeah, this is legit really nice.
Yeah, I think it's good. I think it's a good wine.
I'm actually really enjoying it.
Yeah, I don't mind it at all.
That's the reason.
I still wouldn't buy it myself at 30 quid, but I'm just a fucking cheapskate.
Was it 30?
That's why. 13.13. Obviously, if it was 30, I'd be shitting on this a lot more, but at 13 quid, it's pretty fucking good.
I think I would.
Yeah.
I'm not
bougie enough to spend more than the tenner on a bottle of wine unless it's like shat enough to pay or something.
You're going to have to show me what the alternatives are, but I think I would spend this money because I just spent 10 quid on that rosé that I had at the house the other night.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
And that was bad. Wait, hold on. What was and that was properly chilled as well.
But it was a very fancy bottle. And it was like £7.
I think
so
that's
again,
what you're
just
paying
detract,
for.
Detract like 5 quid if it's got a nice bottle. And then you're the amount that you're left with is the quality of the wine that you're going to be having.
Okay, so I had, it was called Wise Wolf Rosé.
Do you want a good tip or trick for when you're buying wine?
Don't.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Don't buy ones with brand names.
Oh. What, just get, like, Tesco's finest?
No. Just get ones that are, like, written in French or written in Italian or written in German.
Ah, this like
that,
one
because
looks
those
nice.
Will be the wines that have come from, generally, French, German, Spanish, etc. vineyards that where they won't translate the name for the English-speaking audience. If you go for the translated names, things like Barefoot, Gallo, etc., they tend to be the cheap mass-produced dross for people who... Mm. Don't want to look at a
my favorite
foreign
wine.
Language.
Hund Scheiser wine.
I mean, if you see Scheiser on any German wine, don't touch with a barge pole.
Unless it's like hot shit wine, then it might be good.
Hot shit.
Yeah.
So I've found that, basically, if you go for wines that have like a brand name or like an especially fancy bottle or it's got some real like nice marketing on the bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, that's not going to be the best wine.
Yeah, you got a 50-50 chance of it being
hot garbage. You know,
yeah, garbage or like
so
vinegar or whatever.
So go for something with it in a traditional bottle, minimal labeling, written in French.
Yep.
for about like 10 quid, and then you should be good.
Pretty much. Yeah, or
can
like
we
you know
do
any, of the,
like
any
a,
of the big regions.
A wine information 101 thing today. Just like we're going to be tasting a lot of alcohols over the next while, celebrity alcohols, etc. What's the shit we should be looking out for? And, like, for our audience as well, like, I mean, most people just get wine or whatever, and they don't really think about it. Like, that'll do, that's the job. But, like, I, as someone who's just a general consumer who used to do it just to get drunk, I don't know anything.
I only know what I know from my mum and from my dad.
Should we go on like a proper wine tasting and like a vlog out of
it? Yeah. We could. Can we get your mum in to help us with the wine tasting one episode?
She wouldn't until... But there's a chance she'd do it next year.
Oh,
once
she's
retired. But she won't do it at the moment because of...
So she knows quite a bit about wine?
Yeah, she does, yeah.
Well, to an extent. I don't think she'd
ever... She knows
ever,
more than your average person.
I don't think she'd never class herself as a expert or anything, but then she isn't on much apart from stats.
Maybe she's trying English or UK wine.
I bet it tastes like bollocks.
Nope. Yeah. I've had some really
good
ones.
You haven't told me what bollocks tastes like.
I'm salty.
It's salty. Like salami that's been in the shower.
It's like salami that... I don't know what salami tastes like,
some English wines are great, some are garbage.
Yeah, it's quite a lot in Kent, apparently. I guess it's probably the driest, hottest area of the UK, so that makes sense.
So a lot of the cheaper wines will be made in like South Africa, Australia, New Zealand, South America. Although South America's gotten a lot better since I've last had some of their stuff.
I really like New Zealand wine.
The stuff we get over here is usually garbage. It's stuff like Gallo.
Should we move on to the rating of the wine, because we need to have a little gander at the website as well and laugh at anything that we feel
that's
appropriate
true.
To laugh at. Maison number 9. Maisado number 9 has an Instagram. It's very pretty.
They just basically put majority of their money for the cost of the wine into the marketing?
Well, you don't.
I don't know.
They probably don't need to if it's posty.
Yeah, and the thing is, I reckon they could get away with charging more for this and people would still buy it.
Yeah, I think so.
But
because
they don't.
It's well designed, it's well marketed, and it's got obviously got Post Malone's name attached to it, and it's actually nice.
He's got so many tattoos, hasn't he?
Based on the wine so far and the ratings that we're going to give, who do you reckon would win in a fight, Post Malone or Gary Barlow?
Post Malone. Post Malone.
No. Based on the wine.
Yeah, still Post Malone.
Based on the wine. Oh, still Post Malone.
Post Malone for sure.
If you basically,
this is like watching a kung fu master compared to watching me have a cage fight.
Oh my God, Ellis, are you going to fight?
I'd be Gary Barlow's one.
I would pay for that.
Okay, rating on the website. I mean, it's got him on the front cover of it. You know, looking all chilled next to his pool in south of France somewhere, probably.
I think I would, if we're going to do ratings.
Uh huh.
I reckon a B.
A B? Oh, you reckon B? Really?
I think so.
Wow. No, I give it a C.
The second wine we've had a B.
Mine's higher.
Really?
Mine's higher, yeah.
Really? Like, bearing in mind, A is like the second highest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bear in mind, we're only drinking celebrity wines.
We're doing celebrity wines, and it wasn't properly chilled, and the price point, and the design of the website, and the bottle, all things taken into consideration.
Okay.
He's created a product that, while it is easily consumable for the masses, easily accessible, still has an element of class to it. I feel, though it's not the classiest class, it's still pretty up there. Yeah, I think for me, it's got a higher rating.
What would you go with then? Like an A? Or
I'm going to go for an A.
Okay.
Knowing that it will probably be averaged out. Kath, why are you going for C?
So I really like the bottle. I'm a sucker for things to do with like occult and tarot and that sort of thing, and the reason for the design on the bottle is due to a tarot card. But I've still had better wines. I think it's not as much style over substance as Gary Barlow's one was. I don't feel like it's a like £3 bottle of wine in an £8 bottle, but it's still not that great. I know that there's a lot of other better wines out there.
What's your top tier? Like your top tier wine that you're comparing this to?
It's really...
She doesn't know. Neither of us really do wine names. It's usually by...
This is nice.
Yeah, and
the
then
picture
by,
of the bottle,
and then
so we
by,
can remember after getting
yeah, branding of the bottle or whatever.
Interesting, okay. Well, okay, moving on then, Alex.
Most of the stuff we drink is also in like, yeah, in a different language.
Yeah. Where was the wines that we got from the delivery place that your mum gets wines from?
Oh, what, Tanner's?
Tanner's.
Oh,
Tanner's,
I mean, yeah,
wines.
That's a whole different kettle of fish.
They're so good.
Tanner's import from France, Spain, Germany, etc. They don't go to like the big wineries that supply supermarkets and whatnot. They go to the smaller manufacturers that only produce for the local market.
I don't want to be that person, but I am. I'm one of those people, when I have wine, my face flushes and you can see
I have
it.
I noticed it, like I noticed it when, especially when the camera went dark, your like yeah. your T-spot areas went absolutely bright red.
Yeah. How much have you had to drink, Gabby?
No,
there's like an empty bottle in the background, doesn't look good.
But like half of the amount, but it's a lot more drinkable than the Gary Barlow one.
Yeah, yeah. It is, yeah, I'll give it that.
It's for so sure. much more drinkable, so you know, I'm gonna be the Kath of this episode. Yeah, Alex, okay, so what about you? You hate wine.
Yeah. It tastes
so
exactly
how are
same.
You going to be able to... You have to rate it based off of that, though.
Yeah, it tastes yeah. exactly the same as the Gary Barlow one.
What? It really no. That yeah. had flavours of fish to you. This one had beef.
Yeah, beef is, or fish?
Good point. All, do you prefer fish or beef, mate?
Honestly, it all just tastes the same to me. The initial taste is like drinking vinegar. Every single wine all I've right. ever had is vinegar. There is no
so
way
can't
to
trust
separate
you.
Them. You can't trust
okay,
me,
so going off
is...
the going off the bottle on the website...
Oh, okay. Right, okay.
That's all
ignoring
you
have
to go
off itself. I will be
the
honest.
The taste is always going to be better.
I do like the design of the bottle.
Yeah. Okay,
the
good. Check. Nice. That's yeah. at least a D then.
He knew what the fuck he was doing with that.
And I actually, yeah, yeah. I think my favourite part about it is actually the cap.
Yeah. It is really cool.
I like the fact that the cap's also glass as well, so the entire thing can be recycled together. Because the cork ones, you can't, they have to be thrown
oh,
in the main
yeah.
bin. They can't
good,
recycle.
Good job, Post Malone. You're yeah. bloody,
bloody
doing,
well
saving
doing a
the
good job.
Generally, yeah. I actually prefer screw cap.
Yeah, not bad.
Because at least that's recyclable.
That yeah. is true, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I actually think, Alex, you'd probably enjoy the cocktails made of this wine more than the actual wine
maybe.
Itself.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Looking through some of the cocktail recipes that he has on his website, some of them look really quite nice.
They do. They look really good. That
there's one called
Jack
Rosé, which is the wine, lime juice, grenadine, which is pomegranate syrup, apple brandy, and then like some lemon peel. That sounds quite nice.
That sounds fucking amazing.
I probably would like it.
At some point, when we're super rich and famous, can we hire like a bartender or cocktail maker to come in and we do one of these episodes, but we taste just a bunch of different cocktails?
Hell yeah.
That would
yeah.
be so cool. I would love to try just a bunch of different things.
It shouldn't be too expensive to just organise yeah. it at a local bar. There's quite a few
yeah.
doing them.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Hire a sommelier for an afternoon.
Yeah.
Based on
right, Alex, what's your rating? Go on then.
Based on the bottle and the website. The website is much better than Mr. Barlow's, I do have to. Because he hasn't got Gary Barlow everywhere just sipping on the wine and writing his thoughts down and wanking himself off.
But Barlow wasn't even sipping it. He just sat there and been like,
He didn't seem to drink anything.
It's so true, man. Like, that Gary Barlow's website was the wankiest thing I think I've ever, like,
it was so bad.
It wasn't even a wine website. It was just a Gary Barlow website.
Yeah, yeah.
It's true, yeah.
Like, I'm not the biggest fan of Post Malone or his music, but I guess I can't really count that. I guess I'd rate it slightly higher than Gary Barlow's wine based on the bottle design and the website. The
okay,
taste
so what, like a D?
What's the lowest tier? Sorry, what?
So
what
the lowest tier is Barefoot.
Right. Okay. Then.
Then is it F or is it F Barefoot? I think F might be Barefoot.
I don't think we went with Barefoot in the end because sometimes, like, someone was drinking Barefoot at the party on Saturday.
Well, it's also because most people don't. Not most people. Sorry. A lot of people won't know what Barefoot actually is because that's very specific to UK as well.
Oh, I thought it was just like it tastes like fucking feet with
no.
Like,
I thought it was
because
people
fungus.
That's how they used to make wine. They
no, it's a
feet.
Brand of wine
it's a
like Gallo.
Oh, I thought it was
yeah,
just
it's a brand. It's a brand.
That's how the
but I suspect
it.
It's probably the same wine in other regions. But I would imagine they rename it depending on which part of the world we're in.
In
from
England,
know,
it's Barefoot. In France, it's arse flap.
Nice.
Oh,
arse flap.
Fucking.
From what I know,
France would not be drinking Barefoot.
No.
What I'm aware of from Posty is he's actually really. He seems really kind and chill. Like, he's not a. Well, I mean, he might be a bit of a nerd, but he seems just super chill dude who just wants to hang out, make music, and have a good time. So. That's what I know about him so far. He's a bit of a nerd at the same time.
Oh, really? Is he like video games and stuff?
Oh my god, his stage name was derived from putting his birth name into a rap name generator. He literally Googled what to call himself.
That's amazing.
So it's Barefoot E D C B A S.
So yeah, Barefoot's the lowest, then E, then D, right. Then C.
Okay, E.
E, okay. And Gabby went with an A. Ellis went with a B.
I'm going with a B, but that's... I want to point out that I know absolutely nothing about Post Malone. Literally
good.
Nothing.
We need
I know he does music.
Yeah, I know he does music and that's it, yeah.
The only song of his that I know is a cover that Bloody Wood did, and they changed the lyrics anyway, so it's basically not the same song.
Well, that's a good fair test then, because you've not been precious against
I have no skin in the game on who he actually is, or what he does, or how he, or how his personality is. But as a wine goes, I would drink. I would actually like. If say okay, here's the best representation I could put. If I was in a restaurant, yeah, I wanted a bottle of wine to go with my food, uh-huh, right? And all the rest of the stuff they had was like, you know, shit like Gallo, Barefoot, etc., etc. You know, all the sort of standard nasty ones, and they had this. I would buy this at a restaurant to have with food.
Okay, cool. There you go. And I think I'm also gonna give it a B as well. Because it was miles better than Gary Barlow's, and that's all we've got to go off.
I'm giving it a C.
So,
yeah, okay, moment,
so we've got, two B's, a C, an A, and a D.
An
so
e.
technically, e. it should be like e. a B minus.
E.
Oh, sorry,
yeah,
an E.
I think it'll be a C. Overall. It'll be a C overall.
Really? It feels like it should be so much better than a C. No, Why did you give it an E? Who gave it an E?
Me.
Alex, we ignore Alex because we're talking about taste here, and he can't taste wine, apparently.
Yeah,
so.
Well, fucking, what the hell? You're saying that it's a
give
B
me a,
because...
Give me a different alcohol other than wine. Look,
but you're saying that it's worse than Gary Barlow's rosé, which is
objectively
not.
No, I'm not. I put all of them at Barefoot, but the averaged out at D.
He did. Well, this averages out at B, because if you go... Gabby's an A, Kath's a C, so they negate each other.
So it's a B.
Both
and then
you and I are
one.
At B.
Mm. Yeah.
And then we ignore Alex because he can't taste jack shit.
If we're
so
ignoring
so B.
Thing is, you can't ignore him. That's just, then there's no point me being here.
No, there is, because this is see you suffer because you don't like wine.
Bitch!
Oh, well, I really hate tequila.
Content.
Specifically, Michael Jordan's $1,500 tequila. Yeah, I can't stand that.
Content.
Oh, that's, well, we won't do that one then.
I like tequila.
No, I actually don't like tequila.
Oh, really?
I would be happy to. I would do spirits if it didn't make me vomit.
See, I'd rather do spirits than fucking wine.
Right, what are we going to do? What is this going to be? Is this going to be a B or a C then, basically?
I reckon a C.
No, it's a B overall. Definitely.
I think it's a B.
I think it's a B overall.
There's definitely a B overall. Majority rules.
Just as like a bit of a tidbit, so Post Malone apparently is hosting a $100,000 game of Magic the Gathering.
That's amazing! What? Let's go!
Because he's a massive nerd and also games, plays shit like Apex Legends, that stuff he's posted pictures of. He's a massive nerd as well.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah. Oh, glad we tasted this wine.
The One Ring's been found.
It has.
Oh, what?
Has it?
What?
In
are
Magic
you serious?
The Gathering, yeah.
So Magic put out a... for those who don't know, Magic put out a Lord of the Ring. They've done a 40K set and a few other sets that are like linked to other fandoms. And they recently did a Lord of the Rings set. And they produced multiples of a One Ring card in English. And they produced a one of one, there is only one in the world, One Ring card with all the old, is it Mordor? No, it's Elvis script, isn't it? And it's all in Elvis, on the ring.
Yeah.
And it's finally been found, that it's been verified by one of the card collecting things. At the moment, the current bounty for it is $2
million. So $2 million.
Is that guy going to take it up to an Icelandic volcano and throw it in there?
We don't know. So he hasn't got it. He would just put out an offer for $500,000.
Yes.
To do that, but yeah, there've been other offers now for $2 million plus.
So
I've heard nothing
money,
about
they?
It since, but it oh, has been found God. In the last like couple of weeks. So we'll have to wait and see. Like,
there's only one Alex though. In the entire world.
Can that guy just pay off my student loan? Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, you've got too much fucking money, mate, if you're wanting to cut. Like, I'm struggling here.
I know, but there's millions of people with a student loan. There's only one copy of this card.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
So, someone worked out the probability of being able to find it. I think it was something like 1 in 350,000, because they were trying to work out if...
Really?
It might have been even more, but it was high anyway. And they're trying to work out how much money you'd have to spend to like guarantee that you, like theoretically guarantee that you'd get it,
because
what you guys may not know is that they only came in these particular legendary booster packs,
right?
35 quid.
Oh my god. Jesus Christ. So hang on, how many packs would you have to open then until you
it was either 3 million or 300,000, I can't remember.
Fucking hell.
But either way, it basically adds up to about 12.5 to 13 million quid to make sure, to theoretically guarantee that you'd pull it. Yeah.
Jesus Christ, that's
nuts. That is so much. That's just fucking insane.
The funniest thing is...
Oh, no, that was it, though. They worked... Sorry, actually. They worked out it was... you're more likely to win the lottery than you were to find the card, I think.
Holy crap.
Really?
But yeah. Could you, like, imagine if it wasn't someone who kept up to date with, like, Magic Gathering stuff, so they kind of were opening these packs, they saw it, and like, oh, cool, and just put it away. And that's it.
Yeah, it was possible, yeah.
Oh, this was a foreign language. Sell? Worthless.
What if it didn't sell?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just sat on like a news shelf for like 15 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Although, a few people I've seen like talking and discussing it, I made the right point, I think. So they'd have had to have made it separately to know where it is, to make sure only one had been made and to know which packets goes in. And they had to track that pack to make sure no one half inches it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I they were saying they reckon they'd have sent it to a particularly like high turnover store.
Right,
full to of make sure who would be that looking out for it got picked up, or put it into a bunch of like a pile that's going for pre-orders, for example, that have already been bought to make sure that it actually.
Surely, like in my head, what I would have done is if I was working there and I was the one who was in charge of that, all you know where it's being shipped to, you've left like a mark on the pack it's in. You know which one it is. You just go there, buy it, and then you flog it for millions and.
There was someone in the U.S. Postal... No, not the U.S. Postal. It was for US McDonald's. Postal that was alone. It, McDonald's. When they were doing the Monopoly Monopoly things back in the day, the reason why basically it's now impossible to win the Monopoly prizes. So there was someone who worked on the as a security guard on the printing thing for the little tabs that say, won. No, you haven't. He would... specifically take certain ones that meant prizes, save them up, give them out to people he knew and family members to get them to cash in, and then they'd pay him back a little bit. And they do it in McDonald's, all over the country. And I think you pulled something like $3 and a bit million.
Nice.
Holy shit. That must be highly illegal. Surely.
He got busted finally and got done for it because it's like
fraud.
Fraud, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah.
I've just looked at the One Ring. It's not even that good, like as a card.
No.
Like so, for those of you who know Magic the Gathering, which might be a fair amount of you.
Yeah.
Fair amount would know what it is.
When the One Ring enters the battlefield, if you cast it, you gain protection from everything until your next turn. Only lasts one turn. Mm. At the beginning of your upkeep, that's every turn you take is your turn. You lose one life each burden of counter on the ring. Mm-hmm. Then you can tap the card, which means turn it sideways, and then you put a burden counter on the One Ring, and then you draw a card for each burden counter on the One Ring. So it's basically costing you life every single turn.
That's sort of how the One Ring works, though.
Yeah, but the benefit for losing the life is basically just tapping and drawing cards. But there are definitely better cards in.
It's no door
magic.
To nothingness.
No,
but it's no Black Lotus.
But you will be at least $2 million dollars richer. Yeah. So I guess
what's the play cost?
I think I'd rather have the money.
Four colors. Yeah, I know, it's not even that good.
Wow.
Still though, I mean, it's the bragging rights, isn't it?
Oh yeah, 100%.
I mean, it's like
only
me
one
when
of them.
I caught a shiny Bidoof the other day.
Yeah, that's all.
Oh god, Bidoof's like, I've talked to Gabby about this as well. It looked
Bidoof
like
can go fuck itself.
You guys can't even compare it to me. Me? I'm on shiny Bidoof level, okay? It's fucking... get off my dick.
Why does shiny Bidoof sound like a really weird sex position?
Well, Jake did this perfect Bidoof. Noise that summed up Bidoof in just like the most beautifulest way.
Basically, I look at the Bidoofs on Pokemon Go and I go, they look like they like genuinely actively enjoy sniffing fart, right?
Yeah, I was about to say they're fart huffers,
Guff huffers.
Yeah, exactly.
Man.
A bunch of guff huffers.
Just this weird moan.
And this is the sound they make when they huff the guff, okay?
Yeah, that's it. That's the one.
It's horrible. We were about to go into the gym, and so I'm like in my gym gear, like, yeah, let's go. And then just Jake's just like in my ear, being like, hee hee hee. I'm like, no,
stop it.
That's too arousing for 9 in the morning.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
So this is the problem we have, like, the alcohol actually turns to be half decent. Because we can't just rag on it the entire time. That cuts out three quarters of the fucking episode.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I can rag on it for days. Fine.
It's like people tune in expecting it to be terrible. And it's actually, the segment's like five minutes long. It's like, oh, it's just
I've almost finished my fucking bucket that Jake gave me, so I'm actually really enjoying it. Shout out to
Jake. I'm
really
fucking wanked.
I fucking love it.
Nice, look at you, you alcoholic. It's 11 in the morning. Well, it's 12.
And you know what? I'm so
it's my birthday. I get pissed in the morning if I want to.
What are you going to do? True. Stop me.
Listen, if the boss is also drinking, if the boss is also drinking at 11 in the morning, it's fine.
I know. Yeah. I really hope my gran's proud of me. Shout out to you, gran.
Oh, she'll be proud.
Day drinking and talking about cocks at 11
Hells
in the morning.
Hells yeah.
Yeah, my nan
would love
it. That's
when you've reached, like, peak, you know, like, life.
Yeah, no, I'm getting paid to drink wine at 11 in the morning.
Yeah. Day drinking is really, really bad.
Yeah, but doing it for your job, though, is pretty good.
Got a point.
Not that we're professional drinkers. Or
yeah, I think that's just alcoholics. Yeah,
actually, you know what? Moving on to a separate subject, which I want, chat to have a bit of an input on.
Yes.
Jake's
there is
hair.
No chat.
Jake's hair.
We're not streaming.
Well, she sorry the for comments. The technical difficulties there, Ellis. The comments.
The comments section.
The audience.
Actually, that's such an actually thing to say.
Well,
isn't it?
Actually, there's no
not
chat
actually a chat. It's more of a comment section if you think about it, really.
Every one of us has called each other out for saying chat and saying we're on a podcast so far. It may have been edited out every time, but we have all done it, so don't you even try.
Well,
try and tell me. Because you have all done it.
It's just you, mate, by the sounds of things.
Get fucked.
As far as the audience is concerned, well, actually, go on, what's more about my hair?
Well, no, okay, so we're getting to that point where I personally think we're starting to get past the awkward teenager stage. You know, it's a bit longer now. If you've
you
noticed
sure?
the past 2 days, he hasn't had the headband in, right?
It's true.
And I think, it might be time to go to the hairdressers and get them to tidy it.
Nah, because then they'll cut it all short again.
Well, no, because you go to the hairdressers, not the barbers.
Oh.
Yeah. And you tell them you're wanting to go.
You go to an actual hairstylist, not a barber.
Oh,
and what do they do?
And they'll wash your hair in the tub and they will give you the most orgasmic head massage of your life.
What, am I going to walk in there and just...
Literally go to a women's hairdresser.
Honestly, hairdressers, holy shit, I would fuck with them over and over. Like when you go to the actual basin and they get the conditioner in your hair and they start giving you a proper head massage, it's like I could just lie back and die.
Honestly, his hair at the minute, his hair and his hairline, it reminds me of Jimmy from At Dead of Night. Game, and I'm going to post a picture. Oh, I'll post a picture for you. There you go.
What's it?
I almost passed out from that one.
If you did shave the top of your head.
Wow.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
I can really see you.
So this is the first thing that came up to me. It's just this. He looks like Bill Nye if he didn't have any hair on top.
Yeah.
If Bill Nye was a monk.
Should I give everyone a twirl to see the full, like, a three-dimensional image?
No one else
I'm sure people, the listeners will love that.
Yeah, the listeners can't see it.
Just do some hold music.
Just do some hold music.
Your chair's in the way.
I'm rotating round.
It is getting pretty long, actually, to be fair. It's down below his collar line.
Yeah.
It is a bit mullety, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, got a bit of a... it is a bit mullety, you're right.
It's a bit mullety.
But then if I put it in a ponytail, it will look something like this.
Oh, that is not... That's not a good look.
You look like a French aristocrat from the 70s.
Yeah, you look like you got one of those powdered wigs without having a powdered wig.
Yeah. Oh, bless
No, him. You know what he looks like? He looks like someone who's gone for the pirate's lifestyle, but he has no idea what the fuck he's doing.
Yeah.
And he'll just...
Hello, sir. I'm here to serve.
I'm here to sail the seven oceans. What?
I'm ready to find some treasure.
Yeah, exactly.
Tally-ho!
I don't know what's going on with my hair. It will make itself evident what's going to happen.
Why are you...
Well,
maybe I should
like
go to the hairdressers to get it
like,
done.
Why yesterday you when you didn't have the headband on, I was like... Oh,
hello there.
Okay, it's been like 2 months, but is that my boyfriend back?
Yeah, but why are you growing it again?
I don't know, just because I'm lazy.
Well, no, you just...
So why are you scared of getting it cut?
Well, I'm not scared.
He's just spent time growing his hair out. So the last thing you want to do is go to the barbers and then like lop off for like half an inch or something. And it's like, well, that's like great. That's 3 weeks worth of fucking growth down the drain.
It was meant to be one last hurrah before he goes bald.
But then I'm like, oh, actually, this is good. This is me. Yeah.
I want you to have it lengthwise to look like Mr. Darcy. And then you give me a big romantic spiel in the rain.
Mm. Kurt Cobain.
Yep.
And it last now. Hang it to us.
Yeah, that's the one. Hot take. Don't like Nirvana.
No, neither.
Yeah, that's fine.
Don't like Nirvana. Don't get it. Don't get it. Appreciate the fact that it was big. Don't get it.
I did go through a big Nirvana phase at one point, but yeah, I can understand where you're coming from on that.
I don't think I'd be able to name a single
song. Because tonight will be the night and I'll fall for you.
That's Kath.
Jake is just in the process.
I don't even know what that song's from. They reference it all the time, but I have no idea what it is.
It's a TikTok. It's a TikTok. TikTok.
TikTok. TikTok.
TikToks are sweets. Don't. Yeah.
They're not sweets.
Do you guys remember the orange Tic Tacs?
Oh yeah, they're good.
Oh, I used to fucking shovel them back.
Yeah, they were.
Oh, the orange and lime ones. Yeah, and it just—I would get ulcers on my tongue. This is the mint and coke conversation all over again. Can you?
Yeah,
don't think so.
You can still get them.
Did you guys have like a sweet or a thing when you were younger that you just got fucking hooked on and you would just like IV drip that shit into your veins? Love it.
Gummy bears.
Oh, gummy bears. Yeah.
I used to get the gold bears. Like, I think they called it like grape tape or something. And it was like a tape of like grape flavored.
Yes, oh my god, that stuff. So and
it was like
good.
It was like rolled up in a thing. And you'd buy it in like a little like you'd buy it in like a little hockey puck size.
What,
container.
What are they called?
I used to do.
Wine gum. Not wine gums.
Winders. Sure winders.
That's it, fruit winder.
Are they winders?
Yeah.
That's what they're called here anyways, winders.
I'm pretty sure it's fruit winder. Yeah,
they're fruit roll ups in the States.
Essentially it's a bit like that, but it was a purple one that used to have. Anyway, what I used to do is take it out of the container that I have. And then bite into it sideways.
Absolute sociopath.
Do you guys remember? I can't remember what they're called, but do you remember how sad is our existence? Do you remember when in the 90s those sweets that used to look like cigarettes?
Oh, yes. Yeah,
and because
all of your parents
fucking smoked, you used to get them from the ice cream man from the little van or something like that, or the tuck shop, and you go around and be like, look guys, I smoke, and you're like fucking five.
Yeah, the white candy chalk sticks.
Yeah, and they had to, like, they were like, what was it? The government or something were like, no, you can't do that, and you needed to remove the red tip, so it was just white.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then they just removed the white ones. You can't get the white ones.
Yeah, you can't, that thing anymore.
But you get, like, Batman stickers in them.
I remember Spider-Man ones at one point.
Jeez. My heart. Okay, I have some bones to pick with adults.
Okay.
Right.
What is the entirety of humanity?
The whole of adults. Why?
That's us.
Yeah, fuck us. Because why do we reach a certain age, right, where they go, hey, all that fun shit, you're not allowed it. Do you remember, like, Spider-Man and your plasters or your Band-Aids? Not allowed it. Not allowed it anymore. Playgrounds. For kids only. You're not allowed to swing from the monkey bars. Like, fuck you. What? Bath toys?
I think the playground ones is fair, because I don't think they want random adults hanging around where children play.
Yeah.
I know, you fucking idiot, but why don't they have adult playgrounds?
They do.
They do.
Where?
They're called gyms.
They do have them. I've seen them before. I've been to one.
Would you actually go find them in a playground?
So sometimes I know that there are places, I think there's a place near us actually. That,
yeah.
It's basically like a trampoline park that has loads of obstacle courses and stuff as well.
It's adult soft play.
Yeah, it's soft play, but adults go there in the evenings or like on weekends and stuff.
They have a small
in the nighttime
bar.
They have like a slot for adults to go.
Do you have to pay?
Yeah, they have a little bar.
What does it cost?
You have to pay.
Yeah, so I think what Gary's saying is that park, like playgrounds, you don't have to pay to go in. They're just there.
Can you imagine if it was still socially acceptable on your lunch break if you were like, oh, you know what, I just feel like playing on the monkey bars, and then you go back in and do your stocks and shares trading with your client. Do you know what I mean?
There's a reason for this, Gabby, that most of us don't want to do that.
I do.
Oh, I'll have a go.
I'd
like fuck about on my day off, but if I'm in the middle of like work, the last thing I want to do is go and jump on the monkey bars and get all covered in sweat.
It makes me sad because can you imagine, like, you're in your shitty job, a client has been an absolute wanker to you, and then you just go out into the playground and you go down a slide.
The joy of going to the playground.
Like, it's hard to be angry at the world when you're on a swing. Do you know what I mean?
I feel sick on swings.
Yeah, same actually. So
you feel sick on swings.
Yeah,
we used to live really close to like a play park and stuff like that, and my friends and I would literally get drunk at like 11 o'clock at night, like just drinking at home, and then just go to the park.
Yeah, see,
and
like,
go play on the swings. No one can judge you at 4 in the morning
without. You know,
it's a weird thing for a 7-year-old to do, Kel.
I mean, you. The thing is, you can. There's nothing stopping you from doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's the social thing, isn't it?
I've walked past the park like that's close to us on the way to town, and there's been some properly like middle-aged women having the best time of their fucking lives on the swings. Yeah. Like,
so one time, Jake and I went out to the pub with his mates. And I got knackered halfway through, and I was like, look, I need to go home and fall asleep, so I'll catch you later. I went on the bus, and on the way back from being out, I went past that park that Jake was talking about. And I shit you not, there was like a 50-year-old man with like a 7 to 8 foot long python wrapped around his shoulders.
Are you sure
like
it was
some kind of feather boa?
Oh, Alex, no.
What did you say?
Are you sure it was a python?
Oh, for fuck's sake, man. God fucking damn it.
This is why we can't have nice things, Alex.
What was he doing in the park with a seven foot long snake?
Maybe feeding it. I don't know.
What, eating children or something? Okay, so what's this week's WikiHow?
Well, it's the week, the one that was from the week before and the week before.
Oh, so we're 2 weeks late on the WikiHow.
Yeah, it's been a while.
So what should we do? Should we do this one here?
It's the how to avoid being a weeb. Not a weeb.
A weeaboo.
Specifically, a weeaboo.
Yeah.
And there is a difference.
Okay, Ellis, please educate us.
So what if you self-classify as a weeb, it means you're in generally, as a jokingly sort of way, it's liking anime and liking certain bits of like Japanese stuff.
Yeah.
A weeaboo is someone who makes their entire life
Right,
personality, their life, everything.
Daisuki desu.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's terrible Japanese put in places where it's completely inappropriate. Everything is anime related. They like won't eat anything other than Japanese food. They will espouse that Japan is like the greatest thing in the world and there's nothing wrong with it, etc., etc., etc.
Right, should we go through the list then?
So the whole weeb thing has become like a way to take back from people who were used to take the piss out of people who liked this sort of stuff.
Right.
So people will now self-identify as a weeb, but will still avoid the full weeaboo because that's like, that's the proper like, sweaty.
Never go full weeaboo.
Yeah, that's
it's
the
like
proper
me liking trains.
Word.
I'm indifferent to trains, but I don't love them or dislike them.
No, it's not like
no,
that
because you
do evidently like trains.
What?
Okay,
moving
so,
on. Let's
I can't
let's
even spell train.
Got to, got to flex on my Japanese as well.
Oh, okay.
There's nothing wrong with being passionate about Japanese animation or comics, frequently referred to by Western fans as anime and manga, respectively. However, many admirers are hesitant to admit their appreciation, fearing association with a subculture that is commonly referred to online as weeaboo. The term weeaboo ultimately derives from the phrase wannabe Japanese, which itself is often shortened in online communities to wappanese. In principle, there is nothing wrong with joining a subculture, but if this is one you'd rather not take part in, there are always ways to differentiate yourself.
I'm sorry, but wappanese, just wap, is not where I'm going with that. I'm going somewhere else with wap.
Yeah, but I think this is probably written before that song was a thing.
Potentially.
Oh, no, not Ellis.
Yeah, okay. They knew what they were doing.
Oh, no,
maybe they put that,
then.
Maybe
so
they put that
breaking
in there.
Free of weeaboo habits. Firstly, do not use weeaboo language. This is very important. In any group environment, there are factors that encourage cohesion and indicate member status. A major indication of a weeaboo in your midst is the use of broken and incomplete Japanese in casual conversation, often emphatic or over dramatic ways. Yes, very true. Using Japanese ungrammatically can be culturally insensitive, hinder communication, and create difficulties should you choose to learn a language in the future. Some expressions appropriated by the weeaboo community include, now, the first one I don't agree with.
Oh, right.
It's actually become standard lexicon across a lot
kawaii.
Of people. Kawaii.
Kawaii. What, kawaii?
Kawaii. It's a
kawaii.
Because it's not only a Japanese word, but it's also a form of fashion.
Yes,
oh,
it is a form of fashion.
I can understand that. I'm sorry, but can we just... The guy...
Looks like Ellis, yeah.
On the picture where the girl is saying kawaii, that guy's eyebrows.
Holy shit.
His eyebrows are written in cursive.
Yeah.
Those are eyebrows of judgment right there. Like, they are the bendiest eyebrows I think I've ever seen in my life.
I can't even do that? Can or anyone make their eyebrows go that high?
No,
it looks like a slug is like that, like, crawling across his face.
Yeah. Yes, but on both sides. Like, oh, no, I like can't. A villain eyebrow. It's like you've taped the arch all the way back to your neck. He's so disgusting.
I can only raise the one eyebrow.
So the other words are desu.
No,
don't, right. Jake, don't. So it's fucking Japanese. Don't.
Right.
Oh, sorry.
So it's whatever your English statement is plus des, because the U is unpronounced. Unless you're a complete cock, and then you you'll add, like, then junk. You'll like Jonk up there, who will then say desu.
Wouldn't that make him a true weeboo then?
No, because a true weeb wouldn't want to say the U, because that's not correct.
But a weeaboo would.
Well, I don't know. I'm not. Okay. I haven't met any, so I can't say.
Right. Okay.
But right. So the example here is you have English with a Japanese adjective and then with des on the end. So for example, I passed that exam. You know, I'm kakoi des, and kakoi is cool.
Oh, okay.
Adding the suffixes at the end of names like kun and chan. Don't do that. Just don't. Yeah. You're not Japanese. Don't do it.
Gabby chan, Kath chan, Jake kun, Ellis kun,
baka, which means stupid. Idiot, etc. Yeah.
Is
so
that
Jake?
Just stupid? Because I got very confused about that.
Baka is like, yeah, stupid, yeah. Idiot, yeah. Fool.
Yeah, moron.
That sort of thing.
Any of those words. Then there's sugoi, which is wow.
Sugoi. Woo.
Amazing. Mm. That sort of thing.
Sugoi de.
Yeah. Chibi. Short. Small.
Like Jake's penis.
Is it chibi or chibi?
Chibi.
So little cursory side thing with Japanese or these other languages. They use all their letters are double. Nearly always. It's two letters of ours.
Right,
so all,
okay.
of, all of their characters are double letters. So
more
if
no.
you're trying to work out how to pronounce something, you need to split it up into multiples. So, for example, with kawaii, it's ka-wai-i. Kawaii. Right. Ne is the next one, which is, you add that at the end, it's like an ending thing. So you go like, desne, which is like, that's right, isn't it?
Desne.
Yeah, don't do that.
Nani.
Nani, which
we
is
need
what?
To keep nani.
Nani desu ka.
I disagree with that being a weeb
nani?
Thing. Because like, it's said nani? Ironically. So it's I would.
But
say
you know people who run
it.
In those circles will probably say it. It depends on the level of outsider that you take to this cultural situation.
Mm. Yeah.
Because if you are so far removed from that cultural understanding, let's say you're from
if you're
like,
not on the
South
internet.
America. And you've got no idea, you would class any of that as
weird,
right?
Yeah. I've never heard anyone use shinderu before.
That sounds like something someone screams in anime.
And then the final one they've got down is ohayo, which is good morning. But
ohayo
you could throw konnichiwa, you could throw konbanwa in there, or any of those other sort of greeting terms. So next, do not abnormally prioritize things that are Japanese. This is very true. There are many positives to joining a group or subculture, but in-group bias is not one. The automatic assumption that Japanese products are superior to others can be self-isolating and or a mild form of delusion. Self-inquiry is a good way of diffusing weeboo tendencies. If you can't identify the reason why something is better, chances are your preference is a matter of taste.
And you're probably a weeb.
And you're probably a weeb, yes. Some questions ask yourself, why do I like this Japanese product? What is different between the Japanese product and a similar non-Japanese product? What makes the Japanese product better than a similar non-Japanese product? Is this Japanese product really that better?
Right. Can we just talk about the picture?
I know. I was going to say, what the fuck is that?
It's a body pillow.
It's Ellis with his fucking body pillow.
Oh, is it a body pillow? I thought it was
body pillow.
Pillow.
Yeah.
A small Japanese child.
No, it's a body pillow.
Yeah, it's a body pillow.
Which I would like to point out that I have actually not bought myself a single bit of like...
Yeah, but you're
anime
one,
merch
you?
Ever. All of my like booby stuff has come from fucking Jake and Gabby.
Okay, oh, no, you're fucking lying.
I'm sorry.
What is
you
that?
Went and bought a waifu fucking graphics card
it's
and
not
imported
booby.
It from the US.
That's the only thing that I have bought.
But you've got a fucking light up titty woman on your computer.
Kath got that for me.
I did buy that for him.
I have not bought any. The only thing I bought myself is the waifu graphics card. That's it. Everything else has all been bought by
what
other
about
people.
The games that you play?
Right, that's fair. I can't argue with that.
There you
those
fucking
are full
go.
Merchandising then. Merchandising, I'll say. Mm-hmm.
And what about the lifelike sex doll that I found in your wardrobe last week?
Don't talk about Kath like that.
Wow.
Oh. Ellis!
Ooh, we're going there.
Shots
today,
fired, but not
oh,
in right.
God.
It's my birthday! Don't be a bitch!
Happy birthday to you.
Right, no, next one.
Love you.
How many of these
joke.
Are? Oh my god, it's no. like a fucking.
There's
novel.
A lot.
Right, someone else read the next one.
Okay, I'll do the next one. Do not alienate yourself through your choice in clothing. Dress code and other social conventions telegraph group members to others.
You just misread the entire thing.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. Just read it slowly.
Dress code and other social conventions telegraph group members
membership
to others. What the hell does that mean? To telegraph a group membership to others?
Yeah, to telegraph which group of which membership group you are in. Say, for example, if I wear a band t-shirt and shit, I'm obviously in the metal group.
Oh, I see. Okay. There are socially appropriate places for you to express your interest by wearing the same costume as your favorite character, like in an anime convention. Choosing daily clothing styled after anime characters is in many cases the hallmark of a weeaboo.
I know we're ripping the piss, but it is good advice.
That is like, very good advice.
If you walked into town wearing like some kind of leather trench coat with, you know, Matrix glasses and a cigar, you're going to have a hard time making friends.
Yeah, you're going to be like, wow, that guy's a cock.
But alternatively, you might find your core group of friends are exactly who you're looking for. So, I mean, yeah, you know.
That's true.
All right, so the point here is the most important one. My God, my brain, I can't remember what those little dots are called.
What little dots? You mean the suspenders?
Like a thought bubble?
No, on number three, under the text.
Bullet point.
A bullet point.
Bullet point. Fuck me, yeah. Jesus, my brain just
start taking the
shut
right?
the bed.
Yes.
So this is quite an important thing. If you want something, just add a single accessory or something. Like,
a body
people
pillow.
Who can't see online, but I'll speak about it. I have the Cloudy Wolf earring from Cloudburst in Final Fantasy VII.
I have some anime titty earrings that no one can see.
I thought Cloud was a little bitch and I didn't like him.
Ooh, shots fired.
You wash your whore mouth.
Something called Cloud.
No, because that like make me feel dirty. No, I preferred what's his face? Who was the one on PSP? I didn't play many of the Final Fantasies.
Zach.
I liked Zach because he was just like, haha, yeah. And I know he's the reason why Cloud ended up being as depressed as fuck as he was, but my God, the brooding. Jeez, I mean,
he is a broody little bitch, I'll give you that.
He's so fucking broody.
Yeah, but I think out of every character in the world, he has the right to be a broody little bitch. I mean, the man has literally been stabbed multiple times, watched his hometown burn down, been genetically experimented with, and then had his best mate die in his arms.
Yeah.
And doesn't have real memories.
Yeah.
But it also makes it really Spoilers. Difficult to then build an attachment to that character.
I know,
then
again, the attachment you build is through, like, empathy.
Empathy?
Yeah, I'm a broody bitch as well, so, you know, it
Don't
works
you mean
quite
sympathy?
Nicely.
I mean, you haven't been stabbed multiple times.
Sympathy.
Oh, I'm really empathetic about your stabbing. And to prove a point, I'm going to stab myself in the same place you've been stabbed.
No, but I mean, I'm probably not the best person to ask about this, because I had issues with Elizabeth in Bioshock, so...
Yeah, you did, yeah.
Okay, so the next one. Do not neglect your authentic self. You can meet new friends and boost your creative capacity through role-playing specific characters and fantastical scenarios.
Daddy.
But don't let this come at the cost of your own development. Pretending to be something you are not, even if you are emulating something you admire, can lead to a mismatch between your outer self and inner feelings and cause potentially extreme consequences.
This is such a common thing in Japan. They actually have a term for this.
Oh, really?
It's chuni.
Oh.
Ooh.
Which is, in general, it's people who pretend they have powers and things like that, like from anime and manga.
Like when you're five and you're trying to go full Super Saiyan.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. But they fully...
They're like, I will use the phone!
They'll fully act it out.
I think we just call them mental.
Yeah, come on, do you not remember being like five and trying to go Goku?
But these are people who will do it like at high school.
At the age of 23.
There was a few kids in my high school that used to do that. They'd been like going Super Saiyan.
Were you one of them, Jake?
Like,
were you one of them?
No, I wasn't, because it kind of scared me a bit, actually.
Oh, little Jake.
I was like, what, in case it worked.
These guys are going to bloody explode in a minute. I'm going to get away from them.
So then there's educating yourself to try and sort of fix it. We can sort of speed through these. It's pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Watch Japanese documentaries. You could actually ignore that and just watch a load of the series on YouTube where they have interviews with people who are Japanese. You know, you'll get a very quick idea of actually
Is
how
it in Japanese or English? Because I can't speak
A lot of them will be in Japanese but with subtitles. Take a course in East Asian studies. Well, I mean, but you could just take a course on Japan rather than East Asia. East Asia's a very, 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 very large area with...
A lot of countries.
Like probably 150 countries or something like that. Like, if you're trying to avoid being a weeb, learn about Japan, not Taiwan.
It's specifically to Japanese, right?
Culture. Definitely, It's very, very specific. Invest in books on Japanese society.
Ah?
I mean, that's the same... It's basically saying the same thing as watching the documentaries is basically
we
tend to get focused on anime and manga and like the entertainment side of Japanese stuff, and that's where they get all their stuff from.
But if you have books in your house and people notice them, it gives you bragging rights to show you tried. So even if you don't read them, you look better.
True. Yeah, true. And then the fourth one is study different cultures, learn a foreign language to basically like pull yourself away from Japanese stuff. But I mean,
yeah.
Sure.
Question.
Yeah. Because you're learning
if
Italian.
If I cook Japanese food, am I a weeboo?
Yeah, I know, right?
Of course not.
So basically, the weeaboo is like the only thing you need to do is just not be obsessed.
Oh, well, there you go.
I feel like some weeaboos kind of like are borderline like offensive sometimes in the way that they kind of try to use the Japanese language and stuff like that.
But that comes in obsession. Just don't get obsessed. Yeah. Like, you know, you're not Japanese. Don't think you are. Don't act like you are.
Do you know what my favorite is? Is like people who get tattoos or shirts that have translations on them that make no fucking sense in the language that they're written in. So like, you know, like when you go to Asia and you get like a tourist shirt and it's just like, I heart dolphin murder. And everyone's just like, yay. Yeah. But then you get the same.
Wow,
and
so
like
cultural.
The amount of bad tattoos I've seen for like Japanese, for example, and they end up saying something like roast pork or katsu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bruh, what do you think that means? They're like, oh, you know, strength and might and courage. And I'm like, you've literally got barbecue pork written on your arm.
Okay, wait. So before we wrap up, though, really quickly, final result on the wine.
Oh, it was a B.
Go for a solid B.
Yes.
Solid B.
Okay. I think, actually, you know what? All things considered, a good job was done here.
Yes.
Yep. A good job was done. And I'm pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, I was genuinely really surprised.
I shouldn't have, but I've also finished mine.
I fucking finished mine straight.
Oh, I'm going to go and give this away.
When the Gary Barlow one turned out to be Spanish, I was like, oh, okay, I actually have some like decent hope for this because Spanish wine's generally
quite good. Yes.
And I drank that. I was like, wow, this is fucking garbage. And then Post Malone's turned up. I was like, oh, it's from France. Like, wait a minute. No, crush those expectations.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, all in all, I think good job, Posty. Awesome. Yep. Shout out to you, my guy. Yep. It was a good
home. If you want to come on the podcast at any point, just hit up with DM.
Yeah. Come hang out with us.
You'll be able to squeeze
us. I don't know who you are, really, but...
Yeah, neither do I, but sure.
I fucking do.
We weren't about to pay you anything, but you know,
just do it for the vine.
Yeah. Imagine that. Post Malone coming on here. Half of us don't know who he is, and it'll just be like having a chat with just a random person on here. Like,
yeah, mate, come hang out. We'll give you a tour of England.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, we know of him.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, like, Posty, come over. We'll take you to Scunthorpe.
Do people call him Posty? Is that just your pet name for him now?
Me and Posty on first name terms. Ask him, and he'll be like, yeah.
Okay, right, well, we can ask him when he comes on the podcast.
I really wish he named himself after Postman Pat.
Right.
All right.
Calling it.
Thanks very much for watching, everybody, or listening. Do subscribe on the YouTube channel if you're not already, to search for Worst Premium Ever Podcast, and go follow us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts as well. Thanks very much for listening and watching. We will see you next week. On Wednesdays. Oh, it's released on Wednesdays now, not Tuesdays.
We should probably do a social post.
Oh, yeah. Probably should do.
Yeah, we should.
Probably let people know. That's a good idea.
Oh, they'll figure it out.
That's a good idea.
Because it's come out on a Wednesday now, so people are like, no, it's probably a Wednesday. Anyway, see you next time, everybody.
Yeah, bye.
Bye, everyone. Bye.
See you. Bye.
Bye.